Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. This is a special edition of Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the election process in Zimbabwe following the holding of by-elections last Saturday.
Election observers say the electoral field is still favoring the ruling party, ZANU-PF, as opposition parties were not allowed to campaign freely and had no access to public media.
According to the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Election Resource Center, and the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, a lot still needs to be done for Zimbabwe to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
All these three organizations agree that there is need for a clean voters' roll, peace during elections, and the education of voters on their rights and all election-related processes.
So the big question tonight is, what should be done for this to happen?
Tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on Facebook, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Post your contact numbers on these Facebook pages.
Yobambe mahlaba zulu linjani lapheli kona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo lamhlanje siyaphinda njalo ke I live talk yetu esidala kuyenza ngomgqibelo la ngesonto so lamhlanje ke sikhangela khona okuphume kukhetho olusanda kudlula kodwa sikhangela sijula sibili kakhulu ukuthi pho kumele kwenziweni ukwenza ukuthi eZimbabwe kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo so siyabona nje ukuthi CCC kumbe ngithi ke Citizens Coalition for Change ite isebenze kakhulu ukwenzathi inqobe njalo ke inqobe lesibili yathola amasitse ku parliament afika khona po 19 izano PF la yasithola una lawo amanye akhona bekuncintiswa khona po ku parliamentary elections kwandisa kumbula 28 seats yathi sidingwa then la kuma council zonke indawo esijeneyo so ke kodwa abantu bamangala ukuthi kambe ukhetho olungabe likhululekile eZimbabwe lwabo lukhetho olunjani so ke iZimbabwe Council of Churches iZimbabwe Election Support Network lezinye inhlanganiso ezinjenge Election Resource Center zithi kumele iZimbabwe lungise okuningi kungakwenzi ukhetho oluzayo so bathi ke ukhetho lwenziwe ngeviki epheleleyo kade lungakhululekanga kade ngazani kule nkinga eziningi so inyanga khona inkinga ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo abengakankasi ekhululekile batho njalo bakhipheke ama preliminary reports abo siyakubona kukhona so kulabo ke abafisa ukuxhuba khona manje ngenani kufacebook VOA Ndebele VOA Studio 7 le VOA Shona uthumeza umlayezelo wakho khonapho ukwenzethi sikuxhume khona manje so ungakwenza ke thumeza umlayezelo wakho sixhumane lawe siyabona ukuthi abanye vele sebengenile khonapha kuhlelo so asiqhubeke kwani njalo futhi
nasi tiri kutarisa ma mafambisiro atinoita sarudzo munyika zvichitevera sarudzo dzakaita kasvondo rapera vanoongorora zvesarudzo vanobvumirana kuti maelections asi kuitwa zvakanaka uyezve ane divi rimwe raakarerekera Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Election Resource Center ne Zimbabwe Council of Churches vese vanoti mamiriro akaita zvinhu mukuitwa kwesarudzo haana kunyatsomira zvakanaka saka toda kuti titarise nenyaya iyi kuti chii chingaitwa uyezve kuti zvingafambiswa sei kuti sarudzo dzemuzimbabwe dzinzi sarudzo dzakachena kwete zvemhirizhonga zvatinosangana nazvo zvatinonzwa nezvatinoona saka mubvunzo uripo nhasi ndiwo kuti chii chingaitwa kuti sarudzo dzemuzimbabwe dzinzi dzakachena sedzimwe sarudzo dzinoitwa kune dzimwe nyika kana muine zvamuna mashoko moda kuti pawo indai pafacebook pedu VOA Ndevele VOA Shona Studio 7 monyora zvamunofunga pamusoro pemusoro wenyaya uyu muisewo nenhamba dzenyu kuti tikwanise kukufonerai kuti mugotipa zvemashoko enyu amunenge muchifunga
yes wandi our first guest is Reverend Raphael Mtombeni he's in Dallas Texas here in USA welcome to the program Reverend Mtombeni
Thank you.
So the election has come and gone. What's your take on what has been happening and the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Well, I can say exactly what other people are saying, that the elections were a little bit better than the previous elections that we've experienced before. I think myself it's because the numbers were small. These by-elections did not pull out big crowds, long queues, where people were queuing for voting. So what I think is, if there was any things like rigging or things like mismanagement and stuff like that, it was minimal because of that reason. I think it's still the same like old or previous elections that we experienced. I mean, when it is the bigger one, like the forthcoming in 2023, I don't see any change, really, because nothing has been changed.
Mr. Mjombeni, you said in your view, these past elections were a little bit better. Can you clarify that? Having seen the violence before the elections, resulting in the death of a constituency, and also the limited access to public broadcast. Why do you think that this one election was a little bit better?
Well, judging from what the people are saying from the ground, it's that voting was not a problem this time, in the sense that somebody could come in a matter of minutes, is checked in, and somebody is out voting. It's something that has been a problem before, that people take longer to go through the voting process. It stemmed out of the way how they had set up the polling station. So the reason why I'm saying it's better is because of the numbers. The numbers were small. You know, people could check, and maybe if they are not found in the voter's rolls, they are told which ward they should go to find their name. Which, you know, in a bigger setting, like when it's national elections where we're voting for the president and stuff like that. Things like that, you know, they jam the line. You know, they clog the line. They don't make people move faster through for voting. I'm not really saying there wasn't any violence. There wasn't anything that could have impeded the election process. But I'm just saying the flow of the elections this time, at this by-election, it was a little bit better.
Right.
Thank you very much, Reverend Mjombeni. We've got Mr. Tinashe Kumbo, who is the program's team leader, Zimbabwe Council of Churches. Welcome to the program, Mr. Kumbo.
Welcome, Mkomagis. How are you?
You're very fine. So now tell us, you actually monitored the by-elections. Give us your take on what happened according to your own kind of findings, just briefly, then we'll go into other issues.
Okay, thank you, Mkomagis. So, first, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, we observed these elections as part of our work. We always do this, and we were actually doing this under the campaign, I Pray, I Vote, which is used on awareness raising, agenda setting, election observation, and sustain the electoral dialogue. So the basis of our observation was because of our commitment to constitutionalism, but also to Christian mandate, and also our belief and the commitment to nation building, which is based on unity, peace, justice, and other related values. So you will see that our observation was also going to be a test run of what we will do in 2023 under the Zimbabwe's of Christian denominations within the framework of the election we want, framework which we shared with the nation sometime last year. So you will see that we tried to track some key indicators of an election. We track issues of peace and tolerance, issues of informed participation, issues of credibility of debt, issues of the independence of the state security. And these are what we were trying to track. And you will see that our participation was to track the development before the voting day, because an election is not an event. And for us to actually see an election was good or bad, it is because you would have tracked all the related processes. You will see that in our case, we were actually judging these elections against what we called an election covenant, ecumenical election covenant, which is a tool which we were using under the IPRA campaign, which spells out that particular leader that we expect to achieve those policies that we expect from that particular leader who emerges from an election. So you will see that whatever we are going to say about these elections as the discussion progresses is based on what we had put down under the ecumenical election covenant. And you know, we noted in our with concern, of course, that the women were not given the opportunity to take the leadership, to become councillors, to become MPs after the nomination court. And this actually brought to the political parties. You see that out of quite a number of males, only a few were females. Out of the 118 candidates, only 16 were female. So it was we were concerned because of that. But while we would generally say that these elections from the pre-election to the voting day were generally peaceful, we noted with concern that there were some sporadic violence. And for us, the loss of one life is actually something else. We don't want to lose any life. We don't want to lose any drop of blood in any election. Mm-hmm. So while everything was okay, but we were concerned because we lost life, people were beaten, and it was a major concern for us. But of concern was also the use of hate speech by the political leaders. When the campaign started, we were very happy that political leaders were preaching peace. It was only later that we noted that these leaders then used hate speech. I think you remember what was happening at the rallies when threats were being issued against each other. And for us, that actually further polarizes our nation, and we are concerned of that. Then the other issue was the selective application of the law. Some political parties, particularly the opposition, were not given the opportunity to meet their supporters. I think you remember how the police would bar some of the political parties to have their rallies. And at the same time, this was not happening to other political parties, and we are concerned.
Thank you very much. Yes.
When opposition political parties were given the opportunity, they were given very stiff conditions that could not be fulfilled. Then coming to VEC, we were happy that VEC was visible throughout the process. However, we were also concerned about how they handled the voters roll issue. I think you followed on that one. Then the issue of the media, we were concerned that only the ruling party received much coverage on the public media. But at the same time, the private media was also biased towards the opposition. But also important was the fact that only three political parties received coverage from both the private and the public, and it was of concern on our part. Then lastly, the issue of COVID-19, we were concerned that the political parties did not fully adhere to the COVID regime, and it was a concern. And ironically, on the voting day, then decided to take take down the records of the people. And this actually raised some skepticism amongst the people, such that some of our potential voters were not comfortable with that. And it confirmed the level of mistrust that we have in Zimbabwe when it comes to our public institutions. Then on the voting day, generally, everything went on well. Of course, we had some challenges and we had some recommendations that we made regarding.
We'll come back to that. We'll definitely come to that. Mr. Kumbo, we'll come back to that. Yes, we'll come back
that's
to that,
fine.
Mr. Kumbo. Stay on the line. I think we've got a caller on the line. Wande, take the caller.
Makadini, and you, Muruko Jinzwaire. Hello?
Hello?
Muriko Jinzwa Zaganaga.
Tukukutwai.
Tipewa pungwa zenyu. Tirukutara nani?
Hello, Linjani? Oh. Kwanzano uka telefoni lapha singazukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani. So-ke simzwile lapha ekhuluma ubaba Gumbo we-Zimbabwe Council of Churches ekhuluma ngokuthi ukhetho lwahamba njani. So-ke sike size ubaba Mthombeni ukuthi baba Mthombeni unibona kanzani-ke ngokukhuluma kwakhe lapha-ke ubaba Gumbo ukuthi kunengazange kuhambe kahle kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziwayini ukuthi kulungiswe konke lokho.
Mina ngibona ngathi kufanele ukuthi kube lezinto eziningi ezilungiswayo khonapho. Uqinisile uGumbo laphana ukukhuluma kwakhe. Lanxa nje welule ngxa ye kwasekungathi kuyahlangahlangana izinto ezithize. Kodwa-ke nxa ulalela kutho ukuthi uhlonzi lokuphathwa ama-elections eZimbabwe kumbe ukulungiselelwa kwawo ukuthi abe khona kuseselezinto eziningi ezimele ukuthi zilungiswe. Khona lokho akuthilo ukuthi amabandla laphikisa ancintisanayo ngingatsho ukuthi aphikisana ayancintisana encintisanela ukuthi azuze lokhu abakusifunayo. Kufanele ukuthi aphiwe isigaba esifana nayo esingathi thina i-level ground yokuthi abantu bakhulume izinto abazazenza bezenzela abantu kufanani. Baphiwe ilungelo lokuthi kukhulunywe eredweni lakuma-TV kusetshenziswa ilungelo lona lelo elifana nayo. Kanti-ke njalo okunye okungaba kuhle ukuthi engxenyeke sithole lalokho esingathi nangama-presidential debates ukuthi khona-ke kuzwakala ukuthi ubani uzakwenzani.
Sikubambe umlomo khonapho mfundisi ubambe khonapho siyawuzasibili ukuthi kube lama-presidential debates. We've got a caller one day.
Makadini
tofala makasimba here
aiwa tiri nani edu tiri kutaura nani.
Muri kutaura na Mutsama Tengenyika.
Taura yenyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kukurukura nhasi.
Iwo tikuda kunoitei yakati tichitatakana ndokumuriwo kuti mundiudze musoro nyaya kuti yakamira sei.
Tiri kutaura pamusoro pemaitiro esarudzo muzimbabwe munofungei nekufambiswa kwesarudzo muzimbabwe.
Inini mafungiro angu esarudzo muzimbabwe asise zviri kuitika muzimbabwe. Pane kaudzvinyirika ari kuitika sekuti rimwe bato rezanup f da kuti riri kumanikidza kuvanhu kuti vavavhotere kubato ravo. Vanhu havasi kusununguka especially kumanyisha uko vana mai vega havasi kusununguka kuvhotera bato ravo ravari kuda ivo. Vari kufoswa nemasabhuku kana dziri mbeu vari kunyimwa. Handizviti kana zvakadaro nyika yacho inoendera mberi here kana ariyo matongero enyika vari da kuita iyayayo.
Chimwe chamaka
hello
chimwe chamakaona pasarudzo apa ndechipi chamusina kufara nacho?
chandakaona pasari zapa ndechekuti pakundovhota mazita edu mamwe aisawanikwa mumavhota throw.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Gibbs, basically what she's saying is that the elections were not handled in a balanced
and she couldn't find the name in the voters roll, right?
She couldn't find some names were not available on the voters roll.
Yes.
And also she took issue with the traditional leaders who are withholding some inputs or whatever the government decides to give to the people.
Mm-hmm. And I saw some people being given chicken, so we'll put another corner. Take the other corner.
Magadi nenyu, muri kutinzwa here.
Hello, Shumba.
Oh, guys.
I think we've got a caller there. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, I can hear you. I'm good, Jenny.
No, good. One day.
Yeah. Chilkutara nani? Hello?
Dinan Chitaurata.
Madi?
She was there, so you can finish there.
Oh, okay. Magamati mimi, maptaura nenya ya mazisabu kuni mazishe. Vachiramba kupa vanhu zvinhu vachiti vanofanira kuvhotera rimwe bato. Vanhu vanoti chinyi panyaya iyi? Vanongoteerera vakanyarara. Pane zvinoitika here kana kuti zvinotaurwa nevanhu?
Yeah, I think we've got a bad line there. So,
yeah.
So we've got some people who are sending messages on Facebook. Remember, on this special program, you can send a message on our Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. So send us your number right now so that we can call you back. Kizito Polite Moyo says, Salibonani linjani kuna ngapo. Mtawini Pegani Vodloza is also saying, linjani lonke kuna ngapo. Nasia pila singa ziwena mfoetu. Weli, welcome, lauti sukona. Sia wakakulu, weli, welcome, singa zutuena unjani. Inkanyezi zokukanya gospel, bati labo sebe kona ehlelweni. Sia wakakulu, kuzobuya Kelvin Nyoni, lauti kona. Kuzobuya ke lomboni se M. Maphosa. La utu kunjalo. So ke isikube kunjalo isulubabu mtombeni, lubabu kumbos, letemba lukuti, sasusa labanya bantu. So ke, tinga kutwa, nalifisu tu ingena kutile lukulamaje, tumeza inombolo yako. Ku Facebook page, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So this is a special edition of Live Talk. So ke, you can call to Mr. Kumbo. Yeah, I'm told we've got a listener. Go ahead, Wande.
Muri kuchinzo aswa kanaka.
Ndakabatirira manje.
Ah, okay. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ndingapa pfungwa kuti pachokwadi ndanisana sokunzwisa zvanga ndandisungura sokunzwa zvakana sokunaka pane zvanga zviri kutaurwa.
Ya, tiri kukurukura pamusoro pesarudzo muZimbabwe, mafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe. Kana mukatarisa nyangwe sarudzo dzakaita kasvondera pera, chii chamunofunga pamusoro pemafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe?
Yeah, thank you very much. However, I'm in Botswana.
Taura henyu.
Zvakanaka, ndatenda. Pane zvandinoona zvakafanira kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa apo neapo. Zvimwe zvingava zvichigadziriswa mumabumbiro emutemo rine nyaya dzimwe dzakafanira kuti dzinge dzichibatwa nezvadzo takatarisirana kunyanyisisa judiciary, military, mabazi iwayo akafanira kuti ange akazvimiririra zvachose ari independent. Nekuti kana pakaita zvinenge zvichiitika, nyaya dzinongoperera chete dzichisapotewa kuZANPF. Hapana chinobuda chero nyaya ikanyaenda kukoti. Zvinongofanana chete. How many cases have they forwarded to the judiciary? And how many of them did they pass it?
Saka munofunga
kuti
taura henyu.
inye inye kapano tinge chigadziriswa iyoyo then inye ale mhuri zhonga inye inonetsa kwazvo nekuti vanhu vanoda mapato avanoda they are they belong to certain parties asi chinonetsa ngechekuti vanhu vapane intimidation by the ruling party ZANU-PF vanhu vanoziva zvavanoda and they are ready asi chinonetsa ngechekuti munhu kurohwa haanzwanani nekurohwa naiko kunorwadza so they end up vakuvhota pasiri ipo pakafanira ndechimwe chakafanira chinge chigadziriswa ichocho
saka imini kana makatarisa zvinhu zvamataura zvakawanda chose kuti kubva kumauto kusvika kumatare edzimhosva munoona sekuti zvingachinjwa chii chingaitwa nevanhu kuti nyaya iyi zvinhu izvi zvichinjwe sokuona kwenyu
sekuona kwangu kune mahuman rights vakafanira kuti vange vachipindirwa vemahuman rights varwe nepavanokwanisa napo vasingadzvinyirirwi vasingatarisirwi pasi pabasa ravo nekuti ibasa ravo rakafanira kunge riripo in a democratic country
hai tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu
inotenda nanyuka
Yeah, the gentleman is concerned about the role the military and the judiciary play during elections. And he's urging that they should be totally apolitical and remove themselves from the process. Obviously, he's alluding to the fact that so many cases have been taken to court and they always came up in favor of the ruling party. He also expressed concern about violence that is totally unnecessary practice during the campaigning.
That's what
he's talking about. That's what his
views are. For those that have just joined us tonight on the special live talk show, we are talking about the by elections that were held last Saturday. And those that wish to send us messages, go to VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages and post messages there. So kuyikini lonke elibukele kona manje, gijima ke nga ungizwa, usithumezele inombolo yakho, ku VOA Ndebele ufake sibilibizo lakho, ube suloba kona pukuthi inombolo yakho ithiwani. Hambo gijima sibone, sixoxeni phela. Isikhathi senilesi sizukuthi uthini wena ngokhetho sizokuthiwa njalo silinye ikhola singakayi kukhola kulo Rust Talent Macheza uthi ngicela limfonele khona manje labanye abambalwa abanjengo-Richard Moyo uJoy Mberry lo Verdict kamutingondo bathi sicela lisifonele khona manje so bakuphejile shona bacela loJoy Mberry so we've got a caller one day othi sizukuthi ikhola leyi ime kanjani khola kunjani baba Hello? Kola?
Nila.
Ye, kunjani? Hello? One day, maybe, Ishona.
Muri kuchinzwa here? Hello?
Hello?
Muri kuchinzwa?
Nuri kuchinzwa hii.
Chiri kutawara nani?
Okay.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yatiri kukurukura iyi
nyaya yemabaelection akaitika last week
nemafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo muzimbabwe
ya mafambisirwo ari kuita sarudzo muzimbabwe haana kuti tsikira na kumira zvakanaka asi tine kuvimba netripusivity mabasa ari kuita ari kufambira mberi
muri kuvimba nei handina kunzwisisa
ndakati tiri kuvimba netripus marambiro ari kuita mitengo iri mitemo iripo iri kushandisa nezanupf kuti haisiyo kutaura kudai sisi tori kunyika yeupoteri kusouth africa
nekuda
kwekushaya magariro
hamuna kutitaurira chamusingafare nacho pakuitwa kwesarudzo muzimbabwe chii chamusingafare nacho
nacho ndeche isina tifazi leche kumbunyikizwa kwekodzero dzevana vemuzimbabwe vanova vanenge vari vekumapato anotisisa kunge vachirohwa vachimbunyikidzwa zvinhu zvisingafadzi izvozvo kana kuri kuti tiri vana vezimbabwe
saka zvoitwa sei
ya ndozvatiri kuchema chema nazvo kuti dai vakuru vedu vanga vakwanisa kutigadzirira ipapo kuti mumwe nemumwe ave ane kodzero dzake nenguva yake kuti kana munhu asingadiwo zvakati akwanise kutaura nekuti pane zvino ukati iwe wausi kuda kuti zvakati zvitiko unogona kuurayiwa kana kuvungwa pakati peusiku wohaijekwa kana kungonzuzikamwa kuti iwe unosapota patiki chitema saka izvo zvinotishungurudza sevana vezimbabwe
saka zvochinjwa sei zvamuri kutaura izvi kana vanhu vachitya zvamuri zvochinjwa sei ndiani anofanira kuenda mberi kuno kuti zvinhu zvichinjwe izvi
ndisu nekurejesta kuvhota
hai
ya tikarejesta kuvhota zvino zvinhu zvinoita zvakanaka
ongu haiwa tatenda zvikuru mogara henyu zvakanaka kubotswana kwamuriko tatenda chaizvo
tiri
kusouth africa okay aiwa tatenda chaizvo nemanzwi venyu is expressing the same concern about the violence and of course he's expressing a wish that things could be done differently because people should not be forced to accept or to do things that they don't want. His solution is massive voter registration. People should go and register to vote. That is a prescription to rectify the problem.
Yeah, what say Babu Mthombeni? Babu Mthombeni, lapha ngithi ngikhulumela ibandla leZANU PF, futhi ke ngikhulume mina ngingani ngihlokozindaba ukuthi ke iZANU PF ithi bazamile sibili ukuthi baqhubukhetho oluhle abeZimbabwe Electoral Commission. So la uchilo sibili ukuthi hayi belu ngani lungcono sibili ukhetho lolu. Kodwa ke inxa sokuya phambili ungathi wena kumele kwenzweni Babu Mthombeni ngokubona kwakho sibili.
Ngifisa ukuthi abantu bangandithathi njengokuthi nke mina ukhetho lolu luhambe kuhle. Ngifisa ukuthi bangizwisise ukuthi nke mina kube ngcono kulalokhu esijayele ukubona lokho. Engethemba ukuthi ugumbo laye akavumelana lami ukuthi okunye okuyizinto okuvele kusikhathaza nxa sikhangelane lokhetho yikuthi kuba lodlakela kube lezinto zonke lezi kube lezinto ukubhika ukhetho lugcina ukhetho lungasaqedakali ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kube lukhetho olulukhetho. So lapha kangitsho mina ukuthi into zonke zihambe kuhle ncwa sibili kwaba ngumcalano. Ngithe mina ngibona ngathi kube ngcono lapho kusenziwa yini yikuthi inombolo zabantu zibe lutshwane. Abantu bebe balutshwana kade besiza vota kuma-by elections la. Kuyeza ukhetho lolu olukhulu oluzayo luka-2023. Ngikhona sizakhangela ke sibone ukuthi ibandla elibusayo liziphatha njani, amabandla lancintisayo aziphatha njani. Esikwaziyo ukuthi okwakhathesi kugegele nganxanye ukuthi ibandla elibusayo yilo elikhontrola izinto zonke. Yikho khonokho esikulwisayo ukuthi akuphiwe wonke amabandla amathuba afanayo ukwenzela ukuthi ukhetho lukuphumele ukuthi kha kungabe lo muntu oza kuthi uthathelwe ukhetho kumbe kwenzakale kwathini kwathini.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfundisi nxa ukuthi singahamba futhi kuba ugumbo. So Mr. Gumbo, basically what's the way forward for Zimbabwe if ever the country has to hold a free, fair and credible election, very, very briefly.
Okay, thank you for that. So indeed, we noted some positive, some professionalism within ZEC in terms of on the voting day, but also during the voter education, voter registration processes. However, we still still need to have the issue of the voters resolved so that we bring back the credibility of this key institution. If only they can address that, I think we'll bring back the confidence that we need in this process. But we also have other critical players like the Human Rights Commission, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. These have been very silent during this particular moment. We expected them to be more visible. We expected them to be publicly denouncing some of the incidents that we talked to, the issues of violence and others. I think by doing so, they will help to build public confidence in the public institutions. So that is one key issue that we also noted. But at the same time, we also noted the issue of the security sector itself, particularly the police and the voting day. Our police was the professional. It was actually executing its duties as per the Constitution. However, before the voting day, it actually performed digitally, as indicated earlier on. And we hope that going forward, we need to really engage this particular institution so that we don't see the selective application of the law as we saw earlier on. But we also noted some key issues regarding the vulnerable groups, people with disabilities were failing to access some of the polling stations on the voting day, and we recommend that we need to have a disability-friendly places that we use for voting going forward. Regarding the issue of the COVID-19, we don't expect COVID-19 to vanish before 2023. We expect to go again to the election within that framework, and we encourage political parties to adhere to COVID-19, but most importantly to vet, to now to explain some of the steps that is going to take on the voting day, so that they don't actually deprive people like we saw last time. And we also recommend, with regard to the issue of the media, we expect the media to be balanced, to be objective, to give all the political parties equal opportunity to serve their manifestos to the people.
Mr. Gumbo. Mr. Gumbo. Mr. Gumbo, we are coming back to you. I have a question for you. We are just taking a call from a listener, but we are coming back to you. Makadi Nyavo, Vamoyo.
Baba Wandi, Maka, Mamuka say no swear and our bad
day. Ayo, Chirinani Chaizo. Makadi Nimitipe of Mugazin.
Kutanga regenti tende chirongwa chamuno tipa chakakosha zvikuru chinopa vanhu maopportunity kunzi chirongwa chakakosha chatototaurawo nevakawanda vachitaura nevamukudana dai mwari akachirovafadza toiva rigore rinotera 2023 paine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvikuru nokuti ndopanowana veruzhinji chandakutaura kuti sarudzo idzi dzakabva mukuitwa vhiki yapera kuti 26 March sekuona kwandakaita dzakabatwa nenzira yanga iri nane dhani imwe nzira yatinosiona nokuti game iri kunyanya rakanga riri pakati pa PCC nokuna vamonzo kuti vamonzo ndivo vakanga vakadzika MPs mazhinji nemakanzela nokutora zita remusangano saka zvinhu zvatakaona chiri zano PF yanga iripo kukwidza pati akaona vamonzo vachitorwa zvigaro zvose kuratidza kuti vamonzo munhu uyauya anga akangobata hembe sizi yake akabata danga risizi rake but mombe dzakabuda mukuratidza kuti zvinhu zvatakaona izvi pachena kuti mwari vakaropafadza kuti vakaita kuti vachamisa vave nokuita rimwe zita tichitarisa futi nezvaiitwa mabotero zvimwe zvaiitwa zvakasiyana siyana nekuti takaonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo vamwe vanhu vaichema chema kumasa vachishayikwa tichiona futi kwamutare uko chiritakaonawo vamwe vachisungwa futi ndo pane dambudziko pamukati menyika yekwedu zvimwe iri kuzama asi dambudziko kuzosungurudza veruzhinji idambudziko rakaipa zvikuru nokuti simba ndiri vanhu simba ndiri vavhoti ndovane simba ndovane vanhu pazvigaro saka vavhoti vaisa vanhu pazvigaro vaonekwa futi vachishungurudzwa mukati menyika yekwedu asadangotinechongoti takaona zvinhu zvakanaka zvakaitwa pamaelection iwawo saka tinotarisira kuti gore ra2023 zvaririro panomasarudzo idzo dzakatarisa maso vanhu vose mamiriyoni nezimbabwe apa na 2023 saka chimba 2023 ichawano kupamba zvakanaka vanhu vachavhurira ndezvikanda kuti akaona pai kambeniwa vamwe vanhu vaidziviswa kukambeni vamwe vanhu vachirohwa kuona bidi bidi vamwe vachisungwa vamwe vachimanikidza kuona chorotwa vachirambidzwa kugogwe vanhu vakarambidzwa namarondirano vakarambidzwa saka zvakafanira izvozvo zvinhu zvatingatarisiri mukati menyika ikwenu kuti tinoona dzimwe nyika vanoita sarudzo dzakanaka dzakasena pasina dambudziko saka zvakafanira zvingokurudza kuti gavhumendi yedu yezimbabwe vanhu vose vezimbabwe iyo futi kana nezeki ngaive refuri uya uya ari pachena asingatori saidi samutongi gava anonyananisa kana muchiyananisa nesaidi kuti musinengu zvichakwana chete
aiwa tatenda chaizvo vamwoyo nematsvuka vamatipa tinotenda zvikuru nekuti munofarawo nezvirongwa zvatinokupai tatenda chaizvo
siyatokoza kakuru thank you so much
okay
good
yes thank you so much we've got Sarudzaibhala usarudzaibhala use upheji lendebele kuti ndicela limvonele khona manje kuzobuya ke lo witness Ndlovu kanye lo mbonisi MM Maphosa so bacela ukuthi sibafonele qhubeka khona bawande kwesithini Richard
Mr. Gumbo tishina were.
Yeah, ukukhumbona.
Mr. Gumbo muripo? Mr. Gumbo muripo? Muri kundinzwa?
Yeah, ndikukuhwa iripo.
Yeah. Pane pamambo tanga kutaura paya apa. Mataura mashoko ekuti media yanga haina kubata nyaya yesarudzo zvakanaka mukataura kuti state media yanga yakarerekera kubato riri kutonga asi mazotaura zvekare muchiti private media yanga yakarerekera kuopposition mungatsanangura ipapapo
zvakanaka saka media takaiona paviri we saw the media particularly the state media was biased towards ZANU-PF clearly and the way it covered the opposition could be in the negative so we were concerned about that but at the same time we also saw the private media also covering much positives on the opposition and another interesting development was the use of the social media emerged as a major player as a major influencer in this particular election and mostly it was on the part of the opposition and we realized that the opposition actually resorted to social media because an alternative since it was not getting much coverage from the other alternatives. So the media image is a major player. But of course, we noted some fake news which was a concern whereby some people would be misled. I remember on a particular day, there was some message circulating to say Zeki is actually going to have constituency-based collection centers. And that has been purely not true. So as a result, in social media, we need to be responsible and we need to be as much as it is efficient, cost-effective, and reaching out to many people. We need to be responsible in that regard.
Thank you very much.
Regarding the media, we also noted that only, mainly, CCC, ZANU-PF, and the MGT Alliance were covered as if there were only three political parties contesting in this particular by-election. So those were some of our observations regarding the media.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gumbo. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We wish to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Gumbo. So I'm told that we've got Professor Elliot Masocha, who is an independent political commentator based in the USA. Professor Masocha, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the by-elections have come and gone. At the end of the day, what should be fixed in Zimbabwe so that the country can have a free, fair and credible elections?
I think a number of things should be fixed, beginning with the previous person who was talking about media coverage, that there should be fair media coverage from both sides, the state and private media as well, so that we are going to have a fair democracy in Zimbabwe, not only covering the major political parties, but everybody who wants to be covered and everybody who know how to be covered and then how to respond to media criticism. Because the media, we may really say we want to be covered by the media, but then if we are going to be criticized against some some political leaders don't know how to handle criticism that is natural in politics. And then one other thing that needs to be fixed is the issue of vote buying that we are even seeing right now happening, where we are having organizations like women organizations for ED getting some income generating projects, instead of just giving everybody the chance to succeed by those income generating projects, so that they are going to choose themselves whom they want. It's also one other thing that needs to be addressed is the issue of political violence. I think we need to grow out of that. This is 42 years after independence. For us to find somebody who is going to demonize someone else or to beat someone else or worse still to kill someone else for his or her own choice or for political party, that is barbaric. And it's so bad to the extent that I can say it belongs to everything negative in the dictionary of negatives that you can find in the whole world. Let people choose freely whom they want to vote for. We want to get to a point where even a husband and wife will be free to support different political parties, as happens in other countries like the United States of America. There should not be any force or any vote buying or any demonization of somebody because somebody has gone on Facebook and typed that, I support ZANU-PF. You will see those people who really don't understand politics demonizing that person for supporting CCC, for supporting MDC, whatever, for supporting ZANU-PF. And that incites political violence, and that's not absolutely necessary at all.
Yeah, Professor, it's been 42 years now with the same complaints at every turn. Every time Zimbabwe had elections, they always came up short with all these mistakes and bad behavior that we are hearing from everybody. What does it take to get these changes made? Because it's half a century, almost half a century now, and this same practice is persistent. It's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it seems to be getting worse. What can people do about this?
That's a very great question, and my answer there is that it takes all of us. The blame game has been going on, and it's very much easy to blame someone else so that people don't see my ills or my bad behavior. If each and every one of us is going to take responsibility of making sure that we are going to educate our kids, educate even adults, the importance of peaceful elections, the importance of voting, the importance of getting along, and the importance of unity. There is nothing Zimbabweans have ever done together as one people and failed. We succeeded in many ways when every one of us, we're getting along, every one of us, we're just disagreeing, to disagree and still agreeing to disagree and become friends. So I don't want to, to blame someone else. I want to blame myself. What did I do for the past 42 years I was alive? What did you do for the past 42 years to address all these problems that have been happening here? Now we have the social media, we have cameras. Let's expose everything bad about our governance in Zimbabwe by recording that, by publicizing that, so that people are going to see exactly our complaints. Instead of just hearing our complaints, we want the whole world to see exactly what we'll be complaining about. We want the whole world to see what each and every one of us is doing to solve those problems that we have been facing for 42 years, political violence, for example, vote buying, for example. Why do we accept gifts? And why don't we ourselves say, well, we don't want that. If you give us gifts, that's okay. We are not going to vote for you anyway.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke, Professor, can you hold on there? And kulo baba lapha usecingweni. Mashudu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kanjani manje?
Isiyaphila kakhulu ngapha kwalapha mashudu.
Ngisejani sibeke.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi ukhetho ulubona njani olwenziwe eZimbabwe.
Eish, isizwe yami ithunga malume wazi ukuthi na ungabheka abantu laba bezana mina uba wami uyiwovela. And ngendlela ekwenzeka ngayo ngabantu lawo mina ngakubona bo yikengo badla imali bodwa ilizwe liyahlupheka abantu bayabaleka lapho elizweni baya kumanye amazwe bavulala abantu noma ubaba mangimtshele ukuthi yabona ukuthi isadi yengenzani uthi ayikho into esizoyenza ngoba mazi khuluma siyavulawa and angiyazi ukuthi ayikho yini i-solution engenziwa i-United Nations nayo kufanele interfere manje inkinga umzabi washiya abophe izinto eziningi ukuthi amanye amazwe angakwazi ukungenela so that bazokwazi ukuthi babize abantu abantu bephathi le abasayifuni bayafosa nje ukuthi bayisupport
so kodwa-ke wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani kuyaguqukani njalo kumele kuguqulwe mbani khonokho kumele kuguqulwe kwenze ukuthi kube lokhetho olubalulekileyo
ukhetho olubalulekile fanele abantu bivote and into engiyibonayo nje la bantu ngendlela abathi bona angeke banikeze umuntu ilizwe ngepen angiyazi ukuthi angeke kwenzeke yini ukuthi kufone next year ma kuvotwa ma bangarobhela futhi bathi bayawina kuyenze nje kutraine nje amasoja sikhiphe la bantu lawo because amasoja amaningi ngibona abanye amasoja la esileni la ngo-July last year nababuza ukuthi niyabona ukuthi ilizwe liphelile kanje abantu badla imali batshontsha imali lephezulu amasoja kumele asoja lathi no inkinga abantu abavotela iparty i-wrong and nathi manje ma kungathiwa kuqala impi siyomane opposition party angeke simene dodile ngoba la bantu badla imali bodwa bafakele ama-sanctions ngoba babulala abantu abafuna ukwenza ezinhlenze ngeke size zibamele la bantu la
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masudu ubuhlungu kakhulu sikuzwile ungathi na kusasa ubuye futhi ye
le Big Bridge le indawo leya indawo yethu manje akekho ezini abantu bakithi abasebenzayo laphaya bafaka amafamily yabo kuphela abayidevelophi futhi leya ndawo yabona
ya kulobu zimo Mbashutu sibili kodwa sibongile kakhulu phendule futhi kusasa kumbe ngemfike ezayo so thank you so much bye bye so that is Mbashutu he's very unhappy
have a good day.
Yeah same too so he's a son of a war veteran so he says there's nothing that his father fought for because everything has been you know monopolized by the ruling party so that's his view there siya kubaba uMthombeni sike sizwe uMthombeni lokho ekhona baba uMthombeni ngokuvala khonapho ungathini kuya phambili kumele kwenziweni amafutshane ba
hayi kuya phambili ngivumelana nalo Gumbo ngivumelana nalo professor ngivumelana nalabo bonke abakhulumileyo lapha izinto ukuthi azimanga kuhle awulantwe emiwe kufanele ukuthi izinto zibekwe ukuze kuphume ukhetho oluthe kyalo noli-free and fair and credible election. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-ruling party ingeke kuvume lokho ngoba babe bevumela bevikela izihlalo zabo lezikhundla zabo lokuhlala ukuthi umuntu ahlala angazaphuma. Kodwa-ke eqinisweni kuyabe kungasiyonto e-right yona le. Kufanele ukuthi abantu babambane. Bathi lanxa kusenzakala ulutho kwenzakale kodwa kukhanyile ukuthi abantu babambene against into engashiyo e-right. For example, nxa singakhangela okwenzakale eZambia kukhetho lolo lwakhathesi, abantu bazoba bazibambanela, bazisebenzela, baziphumela le nto yabo, balo mhulumende wabo abamfunayo khathesi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Nxa ngathi 10 seconds, khuluma-ke ngesilungu, utsho ukuthi what's the way forward. 10 seconds, xathu.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, I'm agreeing with all the speakers that spoke in this program today that it's obvious that the ground is not level. There is some kind of discrepancies against the opposition or the competing parties. The ruling party is the one that has the upper hand in giving kind of permissions and all this stuff because they are the ruling. So they are there to defend their positions as well. But what I'm saying is people should unite and do the right thing and vote for the right thing and then come up with the right government they want.
Thank you very much, Wande. Maybe to Professor Masocha.
Yeah. Professor Masocha Muripo.
To respond, I know about Taura.
Taura,
Nechirungu, and Nechuan.
Ah, Chiru. Chiru Jam.
Let me start with the English here. I think what he just said is really good. There is no playing level ground in Zimbabwean politics, and I don't think there will ever be. What I can suggest here or advise the opposition party, you know, is a couple of things. I don't think they know how to deal with ZANU-PF. That has what is called in business the first mover advantage. It's the first political party to rule Zimbabwe, and they are still ruling Zimbabwe. How should the opposition deal with a political party like ZANU-PF that has the first mover advantage of having the ability not to be willing to create a level playing field in politics? And I think, number one, the opposition party should unite, as the previous speaker has said. They should unite. We are tired of seeing the opposition party splitting always close to elections. What's their goal in splitting? Do they really think they will beat ZANU-PF, each and every one of them, when they split? A big no, right? Number two, they should, leaders of opposition parties in Zimbabwe should really grow up from student politics, University of Zimbabwe student politics. I was there with some of them when they were leaders there, you know, from 1990 to 92, and then 94, 95, and 99. I was there with them. They are still the same, the way they talk. They did not grow up to be the Morgan Tsvangirai, who grew up from being an employee to a workers' committee employee to a politician. They are still stuck in student politics, where they only criticize the ruling party for not doing this, for not doing this, and not asking themselves what have they done when they entered politics 20 years ago. What they have they done in cities that they govern?
Yeah. Professor Masocha, sorry to cut you a little bit there. You know, we've got a caller. Let's just take the caller and come back to you.
No problem.
Yeah, caller, kunjani baba? Kola, check him.
Makadi niko. Hello, murkuti nzaire.
Mr. Pararai.
Murkuti nzwa.
Kirugu nzai baba.
Tipeo funga zenyu nukukurumi zangu vaya kuda kupera. Tipeo funga zenyu.
Inga ndirungo tangu panyaye my election hapo. Mabatiru waga ito my election hapo angari one-sided. Pama campaign si opposition yanga isingapuwe mkana uti nato kambena za zinoendira na neza ita ZANU-PF ofu ichi zinu zinofana uga zirito zita uti tipuwe mkana waga enza na panyaye ma campaign.
Azo ndoa za tampo funza wamu kuti zuno gadiriswa nani, uwe zuno gadiriswa sei?
Noto gadiriswa nesu wanu mafota nofana ungu utora jizia kuti aywa surikitika za disu kuzifarira.
Aywa ta tenda chaizu na masho kwa enyu baba.
Alright, mazuta enyu.
If we had extra time we'll continue with him, but time is very generous.
Yes.
So,
just when it was getting warmer and warmer.
Yes, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tinashe Kumbo, Program Team Leader, Zimbabwe Council of Churches, Professor Elliot Masocha, who is an independent political commentator, and Reverend Raphael Mtombeni, who is in Dallas, Texas. And signing off is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Tanon Kawande. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.